Today is Human Rights Day, marked each year by the United Nations on the anniversary of the signing of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights in 1948. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said the next 12 months would see all UN bodies taking part in a campaign to promote the declaration's ideals and principles of justice and equality for everyone. We spoke with Donal Leader, Advocacy Officer of Edmund Rice International, a Catholic organization which works for children and young people marginalized because of factors such as armed conflict. He said it was time for all Catholics to reconnect with the cause of human rights.
Well, it's interesting. We're coming up to the 60th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and I suspect that it is entirely the case that many Catholics don't really know very much about what the Catholic tradition is, what Catholic social teaching is in relation to human rights. So there's a fair bit of education to be done. And frankly, as we know, in the period since the 1960s, in the last 40 years or so, the human rights agenda has often been linked with left-wing groups, and, you know, certainly people have been nervous about it. But the great secret and the news here is essentially that the Catholic Church and Catholic intellectuals were very much at the center of the movement that led to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. And I think His Holiness, and indeed others as well, are very anxious that the Catholic community would reconnect with that tradition and understand human rights within that tradition. It's often referred to as the natural law tradition. So, yeah, there's a job to be done here.